Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Romans chapter 1 and verse 9. God knows how often I pray for you. Day and night I bring you and your needs in prayer to God, whom I serve with all my heart by spreading the good news about his Son. Prayer is a blessing in every way. It's how we communicate with God, and so it needs to be at the beating heart of a Christian's life. Prayerlessness is the surest path to spiritual weakness and discouragement. By contrast, the person who takes prayer seriously will find every aspect of their life blessed. However, the blessings of prayer don't end there. They also strengthen our relationships with our Christian brothers and sisters. One of the greatest privileges of my life is the knowledge that every day people pray for me. I couldn't demand or deserve it, but I receive it with enormous gratitude. One of the greatest privileges of my life is the knowledge that every day people pray for me. I couldn't demand or deserve it, but I receive it with enormous gratitude. In today's verses, we're given an insight into Paul's life as we hear that he was persistent in his prayers for the Christians in Rome. He prayed for them night and day, we read, which shows the intensity of his commitment to them. These were not formal prayers that he offered as a matter of dull religious duty, but prayers which sprang from his passionate desire to see them stand strong in faith in that strategically important city. Paul probably wrote this letter while he was in Corinth, about 20 years after the end of Jesus' earthly ministry. He declared that he was longing to see them, and so he would, but probably not in the way that any of them would have expected. Approximately 5 years later, he would arrive in Rome, but as a prisoner, having been arrested in Jerusalem. I have no doubt that throughout the intervening years, he continued to pray faithfully for the church in Rome. One can only imagine the joy he felt when he was finally able to spend time with them. It's clear that this relationship was, and always had been, underpinned by prayer. Prayer is vital to our Christian life. It not only strengthens our relationship with God, but also with our Christian brothers and sisters. So let me ask you a question. In what way have you seen your prayers strengthen your relationship with others? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, we thank you for the privilege of prayer and for the way in which it strengthens every part of our lives. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really good day today. God bless you.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Stephen at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Stephen.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.